Hopefully you're all still with us. Maybe the children are going back and forth between restlessness and restfulness, but we turn the lights on to wake us up. And we should be awake because He is. He died. He was in that tomb for 40 hours. But as we said yesterday on Good Friday, God can only die if He chooses to. But death cannot control Him or contain Him. If He chooses to live again, He will. And this is the night of His great triumph. It is fitting that we are all here to celebrate it. And just as we celebrate new life in Christ, we are about to celebrate new life through Christ for all those who are about to be washed in the waters of baptism and have all of their sins forgiven and put on the path to eternal life. For all those who are baptized Christians who are about to come into the Catholic Church, come home to the Catholic Church, the one church founded by Jesus Christ on the apostles. And for those who began their initiation years ago who are now completing it with the sacrament of confirmation. And then you will see all these first communions, those receiving the body and blood of Jesus for the first time. Every sacrament is an opportunity for us to share in the resurrection and the promise of new life. Every sacrament is a chance for us to gain strength, to fight harder, to try harder, to pray more, to sin less, and to take a giant leap on the path that will lead us to join Christ in His great victory. The reception of the sacraments of the Easter Vigil is an age-old tradition of the church that stretches back 2,000 years, and it's happening tonight in every Catholic church, in every parish, in every country, in every time zone, in every continent on this planet. In a world that is forgetting God and forsaking His word, it is only right that we gather in the darkness and of night to celebrate when light conquered darkness, when life conquered death, when the stone was rolled away. Jesus got His life back, and He gave us our hope back, the hope that we are made for more and marked for majesty. And so we are very, very pleased to have with us tonight all of the electing candidates who will receive their sacraments in full Easter glory. And at this time, I'd like to invite the director of the RCA, Mrs. Betsy Koval, to come forward as we begin the baptismal liturgy.